We're sitting here with Jesse Bruce, program director at WGHN and WMPA, and he is a QGo Live super user, if you will. He has had the program for a couple of years and is using it on both stations. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
All right, so Jesse, you've been using QGo Live primarily for sports, is that correct?
Yes, it's funny, I kind of stumbled into QGo Live. I think I did a Google search, and I came up with you guys, but the situation we were encountering was, it's two stations, and one of our stations is an AM/FM, and we were actually running three football games on a Friday night, and because of staffing and a lot of other things, you basically went from an operation where we used to have six people running games to, they were all gone, and it was down to me. And they said, you have to find a way to run three football games on a Friday night, high school football games, and you're going to be the only one there. And so I started digging around, and I came across, I think it was just a Google search, I came across QGo Live, and I called there. And every time I've ever called QGo Live, this is what I love about them. Number one, whether it's just somebody in the office or it's tech support, these are people who actually worked in broadcasting. So they don't give you engineer speak. They talk to you like you're an actual human being with somewhat of an education, and they treat you so nice. They sent me a demo of it. We demoed it for a football game, and it worked great. And it allowed us to basically, you know, kind of minimize the operations here so that you just had to have one person just making sure it stays on. And, I mean, our crews are able to run their spots from on site. And what's really neat for me is, like, if we have a question about something or we want something added in or something switched, they'll do it. I'll give you a great example. When we first got QGo Live, something that the crews were talking about was, because our guys have to play their billboards and their spots when they're on site. And the original version of QGo Live that we had, you had to manually fade the microphone down. And you had to do that to play your commercials so the commercials didn't echo. And I just called down there. I said, boy, it'd be really nice if you would put in a mute button. And they said, okay. And the next day, they sent me a version with a mute button. I think we might be the only station in America that has this. But, I mean, it's just made a world of difference in our broadcasting. It saved us money. It saved us time. It saved us hassles. I mean, and I'm sure we don't use it to its full capacity. We just use it for sports. But, I mean, it's an amazing piece of software.
Yeah, well, thank you. And that thing with the mute button, you were the first station to basically ask for it, and we thought it was a good enough idea that we included it in actually the full version of the app. So that was a great example. We try to be really responsive to what customers want and some of the features that they might need. So what were you using before QGo Live came around?
That's a good question. Okay. We still have a tie line. We use a tie line for our main school, our big school. And that's okay, except you got to have an operator here to interface. And then what we were doing was Skype. And that's okay too, but with Skype, sometimes there's playback issues, there's echo, and you still have to have a board op. And I was, you know, I remember the dinner where the owner said, look, we're getting rid of all these people. It's got to be you to pull this off because, you know, they're gone. And it's really silly to go out and hire people just to do this if we can get the crews to do it. So we used a tie line. We still use that, and we used Skype. But I would not go back to Skype because, I mean, QGo Live does all the work. It really does. It's funny because we were talking here before we started. Last night was the most perfect QGo Live night we've ever had. We had a basketball game, and I will say this. It does take a while to get the right mix of mixer and computers and stuff like that. And I'm always, you know, nitpicking with things because I want things to sound really, really good. But last night was perfect. I mean, I literally just, I had to bring them up on the board and they were off to the races. And I was able to do other things around the studio and I would just stick my head in every once in a while to hear them. And it sounded like network quality. And we're out here in the middle of nowhere in Michigan. So it was brilliant.
Well, thank you so much. And I'd like to point out, so you're in Michigan right now, correct?
Yes, we are.
Yep. So you're in your car in Michigan. I am in a Winnebago out in the middle of the Arizona desert. And we are having this transcontinental conversation. And you actually didn't even have the updated QGo Live version on your phone because normally you just use it at the studio and that sort of thing. So, you know, I called you. You downloaded the app on your phone. I gave you some credentials and we were on the air. So that could really happen with anyone.
Yeah, no, it could. And I mean, I knew there was an app thing, and I think we did something like this. See, I didn't. I sound so dumb. I didn't know that I could talk to somebody back and forth over the phone, because I did use this one time. We had a fire in town, and it was near my house, and I went out, and I just had somebody run Kugo Live and run the stream in one of the other studios so we could record the stream. And I just filed like a correspondence report, you know, like here's the fire, and I happened to be able to get the fire chief, and I just handed him off the phone, and I just did it in one take, and then somebody down here edited it and got me on the air. But I mean, had I known I could do what we're doing right now, well, that would have made it, you know. I wish I had known that. I guess it helps if I would have read the manual.
Hey, well, that's okay. You learn something every day. Anything else that you'd like to share with us, Jesse? Any other case studies you've used Kugo Live for, or any other observations that you'd like to share with our audience today?
The thing with Kugo Live is, and I mean, everybody's different. I mean, and obviously sometimes it depends on where you have signal. You know, you got to have, and in Michigan, we do have some of these weird spots where you don't get signal. But once, and I will tell you, it'll take a little bit for you to get it running. If there's somebody out there, they're thinking about getting it, it's like, well, I don't know, you know. Once you get it up and running, you have to find the right mix. I'll give you a great example. We were using some older equipment with it, and we would have dropping issues, and we would just have some just little technical things. And this year, we bit the bullet. We went out, we got a new laptop, and we went on, you know, we went on Amazon and got like a little, I think like a little $35 USB mixer. And it's crystal clear. All the levels are mixed. And when we get on, it just stays on and it hangs on and it never drops. You know, it's funny, as we're talking last night, we were doing, that game was running over here and I was doing another game in the other studio on our tie line. And, you know, we dropped twice, which is, you know, really weird. But Kugo Live just keeps on just plugging away. You know, you every once in a while will encounter some weird things. Like we had a problem. We actually had a game about a week ago and we used it, and it was funny. The crew said it's doing this really weird thing where when you would play the commercials, another commercial would play, like you would play the first commercial and you'd go to hit the second spot and then it would play over again. And I thought, God, that's weird. But, I called the tech support people the next day and they explained what it was. It was just, you have to just time when you hit the buttons. So that you have to let the spots finish and then you play another. But I mean, it was a tech support question. It was very, very, you know, and they just said, oh, just let the spots finish before you play another one. Because, you know, sometimes I like to, you know, hit the spot right before the other one ends so you don't have that dead air. It just flows together and you just have to, you know, wait for it to finish. But no, it was funny. When I came in today, I was talking to my boss and I said, you know, I think we ought to get like another one of these accounts, because as somebody who runs these games, as somebody who has produced sports, you know, to have it totally self-contained where I can just sit back and go from room to room and listen to them and not have to worry about hitting breaks or not have to worry about, you know, throwing back or doing all this other stuff, it's just made my life, you know, easier. I mean, I guess if you're on the fence and if you run multiple games, think about it like this. I mean, around here, Friday nights used to be absolute chaos because you had all these people running back and forth, trying to get all these games on, trying to do all this stuff. And now, I mean, it's almost eerily silent, but, you know, we stagger the game so everybody comes on at different times. And once they're on, I just make sure the needles are moving, and then I go off to the other room. And it's saved my sanity, to be quite honest, because Fridays used to be so stressful around here, and now it's, you know, I don't have to worry about Kugo Live. It's like a producer that you never see, and they just keep an eye on things. And I mean, I can listen to streams in the room. And I mean, once in a great while, it will drop, and then you just run in and you call the crews and they connect and we're back on. So this is what I was trying to remember. I was trying to get to this. This was the story I was trying to remember. Our high school football season got delayed, and we didn't start until I think the middle of September. In the middle of September in Michigan, you can either have, it can either be snowing, it can be hot, or it can be a monsoon. We had a game on a Friday night, and in Michigan, I don't know how it is out where everybody else is, but you'll play up until lightning, and when there's lightning, you'll stop. And we were doing a game, it was Spring Lake at Allendale, and there was a monsoon pouring down. I mean, it was, you could hear like the rain falling up, and I remember the guy calling the game said, it's like the scene in Forrest Gump where the rain is falling up. We never dropped once. I mean, you could hear, tents blowing around, all these other things, but it was crystal clear. It didn't drop. We lost the game. But the point is, it was, it was just really, really cool. I mean, just to think, here's this little piece of software that's made all this difference. Our crews love it, especially now because it's easier. We have a touchscreen computer. I mean, they can just boom, you know, fire off the elements they need to. And I cannot say enough good things about it. It's, you know, so often in this business, you get referred to people or you get referred to products. Oh, this is the next big thing, or oh, this is really good. And you know, 9 times out of 10, they're not. But this is everything as advertised. It's a wonderful product, and I really would like to get another account so that we can, you know, do this on all three of our stations for when we do football in the fall, because it just makes my life easier. And if there's a program director or an engineer or an owner out there who's thinking about it, you know, get a hold of me. I will sing these folks' praises, and especially the tech support. I mean, I've called tech support on Saturday afternoons at 5 and gotten somebody. And they've always been nice. They've always talked to me. And things get done quick. You know, like you said with that mute button, I got a mute button in 24 hours. You couldn't call Microsoft to get something done in 24 hours. So, no, these guys are great.
All right, Jesse. Well, thank you so much for that honest assessment of QGo Live. And hey, say, if people have questions and maybe want to pick your brain about the way that you've set up your stations to work with QGo Live, is there a website that folks can contact you at? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
I tell you, the best way to get a hold of me, if they're really, you know, wanting to know about QGo Live, hit me up on the Twitter for one of the stations I run, because I always have that Twitter feed up. It's real simple. It's at 931WMPA. I always have that open. We've got it open here in the studio, and that's how much people talk to us. Yeah, just go there, at 931WMPA, and just say, hey, QGo Live question, or just put it there, and we'll talk about it. Yeah, no, I would, you know, I'll be, like, even I said, I don't know all the bells and whistles. I don't know all it does. All I know is, and I'm coming at it from a sports perspective, and one news story I've done with it, but it's done everything as advertised that we've needed it to do.
All right, Jesse. Well, thanks so much. And of course, you can always hit us up at QGo Live on social media. Also, just visit our website, QGoLive.com. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure.
No problem. We'll talk to you later.